Behind the Numbers, Economic Casualties of Thai Politics. On Sunday, Thai voters will walk into polling stations after 5 years of political battles and violence. Supporters of different sides have been seeking non-parliamentary ways out of the political cul-de-sac, from the courtroom to street rallies, in the vain hope of changing the system. This protracted political struggle has left the Thai economy wounded and crippled, as domestic and foreign investors alike shy away from the country and look for better opportunities elsewhere. One thing is certain: no matter who prevails after Sunday, the conflict will be far from over. Is it possible to measure the economic cost of the events of the past few years? A careful analysis of available data suggests that it is. Let's start with the seemingly obvious: confidence and sentiment. We have found that, in the past, elections had no impact on the Consumer Confidence Index, or CCI, produced by University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce, which comes as no surprise. In short, the result of an election always pleases about half the voters and disappoints the rest. With political unrest, such as the airport seizure and road blockades, the effects were highly localized, mainly concentrated in a particular area of Bangkok, so nationwide, not much impact was detected. Adverse impact on the Business Sentiment Index, or BSI, produced by the Bank of Thailand, has been more pronounced. Many sectors rely heavily on consistency and continuation of government policies, so there is always uncertainty every time a new government is formed. In addition, businesses are highly sensitive to political unrest, and a decline in the confidence index can last up to 3 months when such events occur. However, the CCI and BSI adjust rapidly and may not, in the end, mirror actual activities in the economy. Confidence indices and economic indicators only move together in a longer cycle, in which confidence has time to seep into private decisions. In the shorter run, confidence indices only indicate a change in momentum, not in the level of real economic activities. Using data that reflect real activities instead, namely the Private Consumption Index, or PCI, and Private Investment Index, or PII, both produced by the central bank, we find that consumption rose 2.4% and investment by almost 5.6% in the three-month period following an election. However, political unrest took a much heavier toll on both private consumption and investment, falling by 2.3% and 5.9% respectively. The duration of the impact is also longer, lasting up to 6 months after the unrest ends. Again, we come to the conclusion that investment and businesses are much more sensitive to political uncertainties, whether on the upside or the downside. In addition to a significantly larger short-run impact on businesses than on consumers, the long-run effects depict the same pattern. When we focus our attention on a shift in long-run trends of consumption and investment, we find that during the years of political turbulence from 2005 onward, the investment trend slowed dramatically, while the consumption trend remained roughly the same. Before 2005, private investment grew on average at 11.5%, but after that, the average rate dropped to merely 4.5%, with the effects of the crisis already removed. The same average growth figures for private consumption changed from 4.1% to 2.7% over the same period. These were neither due solely to elections or political unrest, but the combination of the two, as the frequency of political events more than doubled after 2005. It's now obvious that periods of political instability lead to a slowdown in private investment. But is this also the case for foreign investors? Looking at a decade of data on historical fund flows from abroad, much to our surprise, we find that each component has its own individual pattern of response. Let's start with foreign direct investment, or FDI, which is highly relevant to long-term activity in the economy. While we found that elections in general do not create any substantial impact, political unrest can badly damage FDI inflows to Thailand. On average, an event of political struggle, be it from the airport seizure to a coup, leads to a sudden loss of 80% from potential investment flows. Moreover, it typically takes at least half a year for foreign investors' anxiety to dissipate and FDI flows to resume. Since FDI accounts for almost 10% of total private investment and also contributes greatly to transmission of know-how and technology, this certainly has detrimental consequences for our economy. The story is more mixed on the foreign portfolio investment front. Foreign fund inflows tend to favor Thai debt more than equity when it comes to political events. By and large, portfolio investment inflows tend to rise after an election. However, the bond market is the major recipient of this windfall, usually double the amount that goes into the Stock Exchange of Thailand, SET. Still, political unrest consistently paints a dreadful picture. The so-called flight to quality has become a commonplace characteristic of foreign fund flows in and out of the Thai stock market. Whenever there is political disorder, foreign investors not only shun but also flee the Stock Exchange of Thailand almost all out. This unwinding process usually takes around a quarter to complete after the end of political incidents. The impact on foreign holdings of Thai debts from political unrest is a little bit more forgiving than on equity. In fact, for a very short while after an incident, we found that fund flows are diverted from the stock exchange into the bond market. But as we move further in time, the bond market cannot defy gravitational forces either. Though not as large in comparison to the outflows from the stock exchange, foreign fund flows typically evaporate, lasting for about two quarters before starting to come back. In any case, the real threat to the Thai economy has been the atmosphere of political tension, which has continually loomed over Thailand in the past decade, not just elections. Still, we often find people reacting to the word election with distaste and hopelessness. Elections are not always bad. In fact, the air of change should induce more optimism than pessimism, and we have provided some evidence that supports the point. The crux is not the election, but what comes after. So don't let the political gridlock weigh us down. After all, this election is the first legitimate means for us to politically express our opinion.